This is the best burrito I've ever eaten. Yum, yum, yum. This is the best burrito I've ever eaten. Yum, yum, yum. With plenty of beans and plenty of cheese and plenty of rice. Oh, isn't it nice? Yum, 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 yum.
Welcome to Burrito Quest 3.
Week four.
Episode 4, we're back at Taco Bell.
Which is much more exciting.
Part of the Triple Trek.
It's definitely more colorful than last time we did Taco Bell.
Yeah, well, I mean, those nachos really overpower. Okay, so we went to Taco Bell and got a 7-layer burrito.
Mm-hmm.
7 layers of goodness.
Well, let's see. I'm going to actually open this up so we can count the layers.
Count them?
Yeah.
All right. Thinking about just biting into them. I'm starving.
Okay, well, you can do that. I'll do it my way. There's a green layer. There's one.
Guacamole.
Okay, well, there's 2 green layers. That's 2.
Lettuce.
There's a brown layer.
Beans?
Turds.
Turds. There's a white layer. That's 4.
Wait, beans and meat, right?
No, there's also rice. It's vegetarian. There's a rice layer. There's that's 5.
Really?
And I think a tomato, does that count as part of the guac, or is it 6th layer?
That's another layer.
Probably. Or no, there's cheese. There's cheese. Cheese is the 7th layer.
The tomatoes aren't part of the guac.
Well, but there's cheese, though.
Well, so?
I think the tomatoes are part of the guac.
Brown is a layer.
Brown's a layer.
All right, whatever.
All right, there might be 8 layers in this, 7 layer, actually.
I've never had vegetarian from Taco Bell before. I guess vegetarian. And we also backed it up with some volcano nachos because, let's face it, a 500-calorie burrito just isn't enough.
Yeah. We have a guest as well. We have a recuperating guest.
Yeah. Amy's with us. She's eating nachos.
Hey, guys.
Of the plain variety.
I'm adding an 8th layer to my possibly 8 or 9-layer burrito. There we go.
So, we had a short hiatus.
All right, here goes.
I was out of town, and Amy was supposed to have surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And then, now I'm back in town,
mm-hmm.
and Amy's surgery got pushed to yesterday. So,
pretty good times. This is not a bad burrito, I have to say.
We might not have Quested tonight, but Amy's feeling all right, I guess up to it, or close to it.
You guys could have Quested without me.
I could have Quested on
this
ahead.
Is true. This is true.
So I would say this is better than our last Taco Bell burrito.
Well,
maybe that's unfair to say.
I don't know.
What?
I have certain expectations from Taco Bell. Generally, that includes meat.
No meat in this.
Right.
It's vegetarian.
So I am somewhat disappointed.
There's no meat in that.
Well.
But the last time we got 2 of that burrito, the cheesy, double, beefy, whatever it was, I wonder if we had only gotten 1, it would have been better, because it was pretty bad even with only the 1.
Beefy crunch?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I felt like it was Taco Bell, but on the lower end.
This is pretty good.
This is maybe in the same boat for me. These tortillas, man, God, they should do that. I mean, it's Taco Bell. You take what you get, but yeah, it sucks. That's what I'm saying.
You think your burrito would be better if you brought your own tortilla and dumped the stuff out?
Yes.
Let me try this nacho.
I think it would be.
Well, look.
At least 10% better. Oh yes, meat.
Some meat on the nachos.
And spicy cheese, which I shouldn't have eaten.
We might actually have more layers in the nachos than in the burrito. Is it nachos?
There's 2 orange layers, or there's yellow and an orange layer.
Yellow, orange, and white. Brown, red, green. Only 6.
And did you get the chips?
I counted the chips as a layer, which maybe is not fair, because are you counting the tortilla as a layer?
Well, I don't know what the hell they
Then there's 10 in this. The 10 layer, which kind of actually sounds really gross.
10 layer burrito? Dude, there's at least 10 layers in the macho chimichanga. Yeah, not to harp on the past.
They don't say that when they sell
it. We mentioned the afterburner enough.
I don't think we have mentioned it enough.
Well, I think we did. That's why we stopped.
You ate the Hulk?
I did. I accidentally Quested the Hulk.
I think I did too a while
it's
back.
It's really good.
Mm.
I mean,
I forgot how big those burritos were.
Yeah, and it's got like a ton of shredded steak in it, so it's like a big bear.
Steak and chicken, right?
And, well, they forgot the chicken in mine, but it was like steak and a vianna and something else. Anyway, we're not about the Hulk here, are we?
We forgot the chicken. You Quested the Bruce Banner, not the Hulk.
Bruce Banner. The Batman. Give me a Batman. I'm not hating this burrito, I gotta say. But this is also one of my favorite burritos at Taco Bell.
It's very bland to me. It mostly tastes like Taco Bell sauce, which I'm adding to it.
I don't know, it's pretty good. It mostly tastes like sour cream and guac to me.
Yeah, that's what I get if I don't put sauce on it.
I can't remember. Are you the one that hates guac, or is that Isaac?
I think it's Isaac.
Hates sour cream.
Are you the one? Because I know Isaac hates sour cream.
We both think of guacamole as a questionable ingredient.
That's unfortunate.
Well, I mean, just because I've seen it go bad before, and it's not pretty. I've also seen a burrito made with bad guacamole before.
Mm.
Yeah, that was gross. Especially since Carrie had taken about 2 bites out of it already.
Hmm.
All right.
I do have to agree, though, that the Taco Bell tortilla does have a very specific taste.
Super subpar.
Mm. It's not the worst tortilla we've ever had.
What? What was the worst one? Sonic?
No.
Even a green burrito tortilla was better than these. These are chewy, dude. They're not, I mean, granted, it's not supposed to be crunchy, but on the scale, these are definitely towards the chewy end.
I don't think Sonic's worse. Surely we've had a burrito somewhere where the tortilla was just like ass.
I don't think so. These, Taco Bell.
Maybe they put something in their tortilla to save cost. Maybe there's soy in it.
No, I think it's probably preservatives so that it doesn't go bad for longer.
Is soy a preservative?
I don't think so.
Oh yeah.
Plastic is.
Sand?
Sand. Go pound sand.
So this is the volcano.
Volcano nachos got some heat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I'm still feeling it.
Sorry.
I had no idea they were spicy.
Yeah, I didn't know this. It's this orange cheesy stuff.
It is this orange sauce, and they put the same thing in their burritos, and whatever it is also very high calorie, because the volcano burrito, which we're not eating tonight.
It's probably mayonnaise.
It's the, you know, you're probably right. Mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise. And this very, look at that, that's, looks like okra.
Mm. Okay. So,
Well, burrito's done.
I'm thinking we're not going to be able to do this every week.
Taco Bell?
Well, no, yeah, I mean, we're rotating, burrito quest. I mean, we've already fallen, we did 3 weeks in a row, that was good, but we fell off a week and now we're back.
That's okay. That's all right. We don't have to quest every week.
I'm just saying. I think I've actually got, in the next couple of months, a fair bit of travel coming up. So I'm just letting our listeners know our schedule will not be super regular. Not as regular as I'm going to be after this Taco Bell thing.
I wonder if there's some way that we could do an independent quest for those weeks. Because you're traveling, you probably can go places that those burrito options.
True. There's definitely some stuff in Carlsbad I could get.
Mm-hmm.
No, come here, come here. Oh, there it goes.
Is this really meat, though? I mean, this looks kind of sketchy. Maybe they just put a little bit of meat.
Well, it's at least 35% beef.
I don't know.
Ben, at least. And that's what the detractors say. Hey, we got some intro music for Burrito Quest.
We did. It's pretty good. This is the best burrito. This was not the best burrito I've ever eaten, but it's one of my favorite at Taco Bell, and I'm not hating that I ate it.
Perrygrip.com. This is the best burrito I've ever had.
Yum, yum, yum.
I think Tony said that guy used to be in the, you know, the band called Nerf Herders. They did the sound, the theme song for Buffy.
Nerf Herder, yeah.
He throws up a new song on his site every week. You should go check it out, people. He said I could use that stuff for free, so...
It's pretty considerate after he let you use it for free for you to tell our listener to go check it out.
Well, I mean...
I think you already told Isaac to go check it out, though.
There we go. That's funny.
Look at that.
There might be other people. I mean, Tony recommended the music. Tony, he probably listens to it. Sage?
What was that chick that I thought was a dude that recommended the food? Was it
Tracy?
Tracy, yeah.
Why did you think that was a dude?
Because Tracy's a dude's name.
In the minority.
Like, for black people?
No. Like, There are fewer dudes named Tracy than there are women. And most of them wear cowboy hats.
Are there any black dudes named Tracy?
Yeah, Tracy Jordan.
See, okay then.
That's one guy.
He's a minority.
I have three friends named Tracy that are women.
That's a lot of women.
You don't know what you're talking about, is what I'm saying.
I've only known one Tracy, and it was a dude.
It was Tracy Jordan?
No, it wasn't Tracy Jordan. It was.
You know two people.
Well, I didn't know that Tracy Jordan was a dude, or a person. Jeez, that's the right now.
You never heard of Tracy Jordan before?
I've heard the name.
I don't like this conversation. It's full of beans like these nachos have become.
We don't actually have to eat this whole thing.
I know.
It's not a burrito.
Is there a reason why we wouldn't? No.
No. But
I need to pat out all those fat grams that I got from that burrito.
Yeah, I would say that burrito we ate was probably very high in fat relative to the actual calorie intake because of all the cream and guac and beans.
I looked at the website. Those beefy crunch burritos we had, that was 1,000 calories worth of burritos.
Well, they're each 500, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the burritos aren't...
500 a piece.
Okay, okay.
We had two.
I thought they were 1,000 each and was horrified for a second.
Well, they were, I think, total fat grams is like 44 with those 22 a burrito.
Well, that's like a small steak and nothing but fat.
In case our listeners don't realize it, Taco Bell is not health food.
I mean, you can actually eat healthy at Taco Bell.
Okay. Most of Taco Bell is not health food.
But I wouldn't recommend it.
You know, there was some study, I think, where they said if there are good options on the menu and you're inclined to think about those options, you're more likely to order food that's bad for you.
Yeah, I think so. Like, if you go to Burger King...
There's a reward mechanism in your brain that tells you, oh, you know that that's better for you. Good job. Go ahead and get the thing that's not good for you.
Oh, people's brains are dumb.
Well, yeah.
People are dumb.
People listen to Burrito Quest.
Are dumb. Well, it's like you go to Burger King and you see that they have... What do they have? They have apple fries now. Where they take an apple and slice it and serve it in a fry container.
Yeah.
And you look at that and think, well, it's probably pretty good for me. I like a double onion rings.
Right, yeah. Or something. What's the thing with the big omelet sandwich? It's like one of the worst fast food things that you could get.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they could wrap it in a tortilla for us.
As long as that king guy comes out and serves it to me. I don't care. That guy's kind of scary. All right.
Okay with that as long
bam.
As he puts it in a tortilla.
Taco Bell week two, down. Seven layer. There's only about 8 more burritos that they serve there. We didn't go with the cheesy potato burrito this time.
No, nor did we go with the volcano.
We decided something a little more classic, a little less...
scary.
Well, new.
Yeah, some of their other burritos that they have are either difficult to eat, like the grilled stuffed is just enormous.
That's what I usually get when I go to Taco Bell. That's almost 1,000 calories a burrito. I think it's around 700.
Yeah, it's not the biggest one that they have.
So, we're going to have to rate these 7-layer burritos. I think I have a rating.
All right, I have a rating.
Going to sleep and waking up with a hair in your mouth.
Whose hair?
Who knows where it came from, Ben? That's kind of the point. Yeah, it's not a good thing. That was inspired by my dog, who walked in from outside today, and a rock fell out of her mouth. Because she goes to sleep in the rocks, and then she wakes up, and there's rocks in her mouth. But if you're a person, chances are you aren't going to go to sleep in the rocks. That would be a worse rating, falling asleep in rocks and having rocks in your mouth when you wake up.
So it's
likely that you might wake up on your own bed with a hair in your mouth, but it's not a pleasant way to wake up.
So this is a tribute rating.
It's just a tribute. To the greatest rating in the world.
Which is waking up with rocks in your mouth. Quest over. We succeeded.
We have found Nirvana.
My rating for this burrito, for the 7-layer burrito, is clouds. But not like all clouds. It's like when you're looking up at the sky because there's clouds and you see a cloud that is completely irregular.
Stratocumulus?
No, I don't care what kind of cloud it is. Just some sort of cloud that looks like, that's a fake cloud. That cloud is hiding something.
What, like a
blimp.
UFO?
Yeah, or a Zeppelin. Airship, like a blimp full of air.
So you're rating it some kind of fantasy.
Well, I mean, you don't know that there's not airships up there.
Ben, I know.
Well,
I'm about to be on leave because I work for the federal government. I know things.
Some kind of spook.
Hey, that's racist. That's racist.
Are you a spook named Tracy?
That is super racist, dude. We just talked about Tracy Jordan.
Is he a spook?
Ben, stop. Worse than Isaac.
I don't know if it really is worse than Isaac.
Well.
Clouds, mysterious clouds.
Mysterious blimp-hiding clouds.
I'm not saying they're hiding blimps.
That's kind of cool. I mean, you must have really liked this burrito.
The seven layer is one of my favorites.
I mean, waking up with a hair in the mouth? Obviously, I didn't.
Well, we definitely differed on this. We need Isaac here to take a stand for or against it so that one of us can yell at him.
He'd probably rate it racism.
He wouldn't like this burrito. He could probably rate it something to do with racism.
Or raping people.
He'd probably rate it something like, it'd be like raping somebody, but if it was, like, legal. Like, what if it wasn't against the law? Just really mean. That's how you'll probably rate this burrito.
I don't like the way this conversation's going.
Well, that's why Isaac's not here anymore.
Because we don't like what he says. Hopefully he'll comment on this pick request. Let us know what he thinks. You know, that's something he could do where he is. Right. When we do Taco Bell, he could go get it. And then put a rating in the comments.
He could. He could go get his own damn seven layer.
You've got homework, Isaac. And you know what? I don't care if you're working as a teacher and don't have tons and tons of cash. Taco Bell's cheap.
Make Jenny treat you.
Also that. Okay. So next time we are probably going to do Messiah.
Is it back to Messiah or is it lunch?
I think so. We did lunch last time.
We did Goldberger. Do this. True, Goldberger was amazing.
Okay, so somewhere in Messiah, maybe. What did we hit up this last? We did Andalays. We could hit El Comodor. Yeah. That's like next down the road.
Isn't that Isaac's favorite?
Probably.
Comodor, yeah. We should find out what he gets there.
Hey, Sage is going to be in town soon in May, I think. He wants a burrito quest. So we should make sure we do Taco Bell when he comes into town.
No, yeah, El Comodor will be good. We could do that.
El Comodor.
Get a recommendation from Isaac and see what he wants us to eat.
That's true. Yeah, hey, Isaac, put that in the comments, too.
That's two homeworks.
Yes. Okay, adios, burrito questers. We'll see you next time.
This is the best burrito I've ever eaten. Yum, yum, yum.